just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Shanti. During the Second World War, one US soldier lost touch with his comrades and in the deep forest he was being chased by his enemies. He was alone, there were many. He was running out of fear, not understanding what to do. He was a man of faith, and he saw his end near. But then suddenly, he saw some caves in the mountains up above, and he rushed towards those rocks. There were multiple caves made, and he hid himself in one of those caves. But he knew in his heart that any moment the enemy soldiers would be around and he would get killed. There were not many caves, but few, and he was sitting and trying to hide himself in one of those caves. He kneeled down and started praying to God, "O Lord, save me. I reckoned upon you. I don't know what to do now. Probably this is my last moment, and accept my last prayer. If possible, help me, save me." By the time he opened his eyes, he could hear the voice of steps. There were multiple soldiers searching him. And at the same time, at the opening of the cave, he saw a small spider spinning a web. Inside his heart, he said, "Oh Lord, I told you to protect me and you sent this spider. I wanted a wall and you have sent a spider. He kept mum. After some time, he heard a soldier approaching to that cave. The soldier was about to enter the cave, but the soldier saw there was a web on that cave at the entrance. So probably the soldier thought there's every likelihood that nobody must have entered this cave from long time, because there is a web. And he returned back. And the man who was inside the cave, the soldier, he fell down on his knees again and said with tears in his eyes, "Lord, thy ways are beyond our understanding. All men of faith throughout the history have stories to tell. The stories of faith, the stories of love of God. They were in unsalvageable condition and there is miraculous help coming from somewhere. Miraculous methods, miraculous methods by which some invisible hand, some invisible power came to their succor and they were saved. The rescue came, but from unknown sources. There are people who got drowned and then saved. There were people who were bit by snakes and then saved. There were people who got caught up in some terrible accidents and they got saved. And they recount their experiences later on. What they saw, some flash of light, a moment of utter helplessness, and then they also tell about whatever that happened in their life till now. Everything flashed in front of their eyes. In those moments of panic, fear, extreme anguish, and they saw some help, some flash of light entering, coming and rescuing them. Sometimes the divine power, the supreme providence, work as canopy, and we are saved. This is a message specially for Dadi Janki. It was way back in 28th March 2012. बाप दादा आपको सदा मुबारक देते हैं, तन की दुआएं भी देते हैं, मन का साथ भी देते हैं और सेवा के साथी भी बनाते हैं। ऐसा अनुभव होता है तन की बहुत दुआएं मिलती है, ये दुआएं बहुत अच्छी मिल रही है। बाकी हिसाब किताब तो ब्रह्मा ने भी चुक तो किया, सबको करना है, सूली से काटा हो जाता है। बाकी दुआएं बहुत मिलती है, परिवार की भी, बाप दादा की भी। Everyone has accounts to settle. But then, when God is with you, you are showered with blessings. And these blessings help to convert crucifix into a thorn. Suli se kata. Baba Amrit Vele se leke raat tak bahut. What he does from morning, from dawn till dusk, what does God do? From dawn till dusk, what he does, from morning till evening, he does one good thing. Give, what he does? He does, he gives Akash. What he does? What he does? बहुत दुआओं से मालिश करते रहते. He gives you divine massage. This is a spiritual spa, a spiritual salon, which is opened. ऐसे अनुभव होता है. Do you experience this? आप नहीं चल रहे हो. You are not walking. Then what? चलाने वाला चला रहा है. There is some other force who is making you walk. You don't walk. You don't move. इसलिए अथक है. That's why you are tireless. Everyone has accounts to settle. Even Brahma was not spared. He was suffering from chronic cough all throughout his life. Did Shiv Baba help him? No concessions. No special care or treatment given. No special deluxe suit. But yes, when you surrender unto him, the floodgates of his blessings open for you. The floodgates of his blessings, Vardhan. Blessings have two meanings. In Hindi, there are two words, Duai and Vardhan. They both are called blessings in English. But Hindi, there are two words. Blessings rather, they are benedictions. That's a better word. So you get benedictions from God. You get His blessings to I. But your surrender should be complete, integrated, total. So this is the divine spa which is opened at Confluence Age. And God Himself is the massage giver. This is the massage center. In the massage center, there are different types of baths which are given. Some with medicinal plants, and which are thought to have some healing properties. So God is giving us massage along with His message. Vivekananda was asked, what is your message? He said, remove mess from age. That is the message. Remove this mess, this confusion, this turmoil, this commotion, this disturbance. Remove this mess from this age. This is the message. So, Bab Dada Amritvele se lekar raat tak bahut duaon se massage karte rehte. Malish. Aisa anubhav hota hai. आप चल नहीं रहे हो. चलाने वाला चला रहा है. You are not moving. It's He who is making you move as if you are the puppet. And He is the puppeteer. The strings of your lives are in His hands. To experience this deeply is this life of surrender. That I am not moving. I don't speak. It's He who makes me speak. I am just an instrument. I am just a flute. He has kept His lips on this flute. And the music that flows and the melody that comes out is not mine. I do not know. I am not aware of it. I am just an instrument in His hand. To think of oneself as an instrument, to become an instrument of His divine work, where you have nothing of is your own. The more you surrender mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the more you become the instrument. And then you don't have to think. Baba said, if you are lost in my love, the work of thinking I will do for you. You don't have to think. I will think for you. I'll take care of you. A child is playing and crawling, he reached the road. And there is a truck which is coming from the other side. The child is crying as usual, but he is not bothered about that coming vehicle. Somewhere he knows that somebody would come and protect him. He knows that his mother is around. And suddenly the mother comes and protects. Similar manner. When we surrender to that extent, that let your will shall be done, nothing of mine, just you, then his help comes. So he gives us massage of his blessings. What are the advantages of massage? Relieves body pain, fibromyalgia. What else? How many of you have taken massage? Full body massage. Relaxation, deep relaxation. Then? You have not taken massage? You should try once. We have a department. What else? Feel energetic. Relieves body pain, deep relaxation, relieves stress, muscle pain, body ache. What else? Mind is also relaxed, recharged, energy. That's the movement of energy. What else? You feel happy. Yeah, you get good sleep. After that massage, you get very good sleep. Stress relief, reflexology, acupuncture points are stimulated. In fact, you can give self-massage also, the other day we had done. You can give yourself massage starting from your head, then eyes, then your neck, then your arms, then your chest, abdomen, legs. You can do self-massage. But when you are too much tired and you can't do, ask the divine massage man. Enter the spiritual spa in the subtle world. This is a divine romance. If not he, even other angels are also there to give you massage. So to experience this, you need total surrender. And when he gives you massage, you experience his love, his care, his help is unprecedented, indescribable, unconditional love. Just invoke him and he comes. How intense is your invocation? The massage depends upon that. His care, Baba says, you take care of me, I'll take care of you. You remember me, I'll take care of you. The more you remember, the more powers you get. The more you remember, the more you experience my help. I will come running. So it depends on your faith. Faith in everything, each and every word that he has spoken. Today Sakar Murli Baba said many don't have faith in the upcoming destruction. So to have faith in everything, to have faith in him, his knowledge, his Srimad, his words, his oaths, his pledges, his promises to have faith in the time, to in this family, in his all his predictions and his prophecies. So allow him to serve you. Allow him to penetrate your life. Allow him to enter you. Feel him, know him, experience him. Just surrender and see what happens. There are times in lives, difficult times, tough times, where you find that you can't do any yoga. It's very difficult to think of oneself as soul. Forget to move the consciousness out of the body and enter the subtle world or the supreme abode. You feel so tired, or somebody is sick. The body is bed bound, wheelchair bound. Or you find yourself in utterly helpless situations, extremely stressed, tensed up. Because situations are difficult. Every day is tough. You have to interact with so many new things, so many people, so many new things come your way. And you don't understand what to do. In such times, the best yoga is Samarpan Yoga. Samarpan Yoga, the yoga of surrender. Here you don't have to think. Here you don't have to do anything. You just have to yield, give in, be in front of him. Till now everything you are doing, now give him the reins of your life. Let him handle the thing, let him tackle the situation. The brain is taxed. Let his miracle work upon you. Let him place his hand of blessing upon you. You just hold his hand and he'll pull you out of the chasm, out of the deep abysmal depth where you have fallen into. Let him pull you out. There's a poem in English, a big poem. And every stanza ends with statement from God. Come on, claps my hand and come. Come on, claps my hand and come. Come on, claps my hand and come. Just hold my hand, I'll pull you. Just hold my hand and I'll pull you. You don't have to do anything, just give your hand in my hand. There was a man who was running because a wild animal was after him. And suddenly his leg slipped. And there was a cliff. It was total night, dark. And suddenly he got hold of a branch of a tree. And he was whole night hanging with holding that branch of a tree. Sweating. It was chilled night. He was not understanding what to do because he could not see anything. It was total darkness. And he kept on praying the whole night, not understanding what to do. Because if he give up, if he let go of this branch, he would fall down. Till morning this was going on. He was counting his last breaths. And when he was too tired, now he could not hold anymore. Whole night holding a branch. Ultimately he just surrendered. Now no more. And he let go of the branch. And he fell on the ground. He saw it was morning. The sun is shining out there. And this was just 7 feet. That's it. Not much. He could have. If he had seen, but there was no question of seeing what is there, where is the ground. The whole night he was praying, and at last he gave up, and then he fell on the ground. Probably something is like with us. We are holding, now let go. Give up. And he will. Even if you fall down, he is ready with his oil, special medicinal oil, to give you a vigorous massage. After massage, they give steam bath. And then go and take bath. So that's very refreshing. Om Shanti.